holy day. But oh, precious Lord, to be a light that others see, the Holy Spirit must be shining on me. Lord, will you empty me of every selfish thing that would hinder my sweet walk with thee? Now shine down upon me and fill me anew in every way, Lord. Let me be more. When I'm in Jesus, then all others will know. Lord, will you empty me of every selfish thing that would hinder my sweet walk with thee? In every way, Lord, let me be more like you. Lord, will you empty me of every selfish thing that would hinder my sweet walk with thee? Now shine down upon me and fill me anew in every way, Lord. Let me be more like you. Now shine down upon me and fill me anew in every way, Lord. Let me be more like you.
Attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. Should buffet, though trials may come, let this blessed assurance control, that the Lord hath regarded my helpless estate and has shed sin. Oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not impart, but the whole is nailed to the cross. Be it Christ hence to live, if Jordan above me shall roll, no pain shall be mine, for in death as in life thou wilt whisper sweet peace to my soul. But Lord, 'tis for thee, for thy coming we wait. The sky, not the grave, is our goal. Oh, a trump of the angel, a voice of my Lord, blessed hope, blessed rest of the soul. And Lord, haste the day when my face shall be sighed, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and my Lord shall descend. Even so,
yeah. If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see a miracle of love that took me in his sweet embrace and made me what I am today. Just an old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, he took my place. Now I live and breathe in freedom with each breath of life I take. I'm loved and forgiven back with the living. I'm just a ever seen or done. How could I dare to take as mine all the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but an old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved.
Thank the one who saved us by his grace. But you know, I like that part. 1 minute, please. 1 minute. I like it part where it's not of works, lest any man should boast. Because we got enough folks in this world that sure do like to talk and say, look how good I am. Man, I'm glad it's our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. Ain't that wonderful? And it ain't no pecking order neither, you know. It ain't no pecking order. It ain't no political thing. See how high you can get. It's good to be here. You know, last night we were fed, but I come with an empty cup. Why? Because, friend, God's got something for us tonight. You pray for Brother William as he comes.
It's again a blessing to be here. I thank the Lord for what I can feel in my heart by coming this way, and thank God for His Spirit that I can feel tonight in the service. And I hope and pray before the service comes to a close that we'll leave here different than we were when we come. Amen. I can already say it's been good to be here. Sure have enjoyed the song service, and I appreciate every song that's been sung. It blessed my heart and fed my life, and I thank the Lord for the good singing. It's kind of like an old preacher used to say, singing's like a primed well, where you pour water. I'm not too young to remember having to prime them pumped wells. And I remember on the back porch, we'd have to pour water in that thing and prime it till it finally catches on and pumps water. You know what I'm talking about. That singing's kind of like that to a preacher. You pour that into the well, and it just primes it. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I feel like that everybody can preach after that kind of singing. Amen. Amen. I want to read out of the book of Luke, chapter number 7. A couple of verses here in your hearing. Maybe say a few things that I feel like the Lord lay on our heart. Luke, chapter number 7. I want to begin reading with verse number 1. When you find your place, if you would, stand with us and we'll honor the Bible. Appreciate all of you for being here, and all these preacher brethren, appreciate you for coming and being in the service tonight. Appreciate Brother Redman. I love him and appreciate the opportunity to get to be here. Chapter 7, beginning with verse number 1. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum, and a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this evening, thanking you, Father, for every blessing. We thank you, dear Lord, for the opportunity that we have to be able to come back into your house one more time. We thank you, Lord, for this church and for these that are bowed with us. I pray tonight, Lord, as humble as I know how, God, that you'd bring people unto yourself, every man, woman, boy, and girl in the building. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd bring them unto yourself. We ask you again, Lord, that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Let us preach in power and in demonstration of the Holy Ghost. As the Apostle Paul said, the necessity of the preaching of the gospel is laid upon us, and woe is me if I preach not the gospel. We ask you now to go with us in the remainder of this service, and Lord, what you do for us, we'll be careful to give you the praise, the glory for it all, for it's in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. I know you Bible readers have probably read this a lot of times, and you that teach Sunday school have taught on it a lot of times, and you find the same story. You find it over in the book of Matthew, maybe a different things is said in both of them. But nevertheless, that's what the Lord gave me to preach on tonight. And I want to preach on somebody go get the Lord. I want to talk on that thought for just a few minutes tonight. Jesus said that this centurion that he found, nowhere so great faith, no, not in Israel. And there's something that will stir the heart of, there's nothing that'll stir the heart of God any more than when people will have faith in him. Amen. Amen. And it pleases God for us to have faith, to believe in God and to trust in the Lord Jesus. He said in John 14, he said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. And so we know that the must in our relationship in with God has to come through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So he mentions about, Jesus mentions about this centurion with great faith. And we can't do anything without that kind of faith that moves things, that Jesus said, if we'd have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we could say to the mountain, be removed, and it shall be removed into the sea. So we know that that faith that we need, we have that prayer of faith, and we pray believing that God hears us when we pray and that God answers our prayers when we believe in faith. He said, ask and ye shall receive, doubting nothing. I really believe that if we'll exercise that kind of faith in God, how we can see great things happen because of great faith in our lives when it comes to God. How the Bible said that this centurion had great faith. And I just want to talk about that for just a few minutes on the fact that that's what it takes for us to go get the Lord. Have you ever thought about, and I always believe that we live way beneath the privileges of being a child of God. Amen. Now, we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith. The Bible said that these miracles that Jesus performed while he was here in the ministry for the 3.5 years, they were done because men believed. They were eyes that were literally made to see because they believed Jesus when he had told them what to do. He had told a blind man to go to the pool of Siloam and wash because he had put in his eyes the spittle. And he went and washed and came seeing. Amen. He told the crippled man around the pool of Bethesda. He said, take up your bed and walk. And that very instant, he grabbed up his bed and walked. Amen. And there's many things that Jesus did while he was here because people had faith in him. The Bible said that when they brought those who were blind and maimed and halt, and he healed them. And the Bible said he could not do many miracles in his hometown because they had no faith. Faith will move mountains tonight. Amen. Now, when we go to Jesus, we've got to believe that he is able and that he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek after him. Amen. So we find this man now that he's sending them to go get Jesus. Amen. Now, he's not haphazardly sending them, wondering if Jesus can do it. He's sending them after him because he knows that Jesus can do it. Amen. And the leopard man prior in Matthew, prior to these verses, the Bible said that this leprous man, he said to Jesus, if thou wilt, thou canst heal me. It wasn't a question about Can he do it? He just said, will you do it? And Jesus said, I will heal thee. Amen. And so that leprous man believed within himself that Jesus can do these things. Will somebody go get the Lord? Amen. And because we believe that he's able to do what he said he'll do. The Bible said he came to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen. I believe in all of my heart that if a man, a woman, boy, and girl will come to Jesus believing by faith that he will save them, he will save them. The Bible said in Mark chapter 5 that, that Jesus was in the house and the crowd was amongst them. And the Bible said there's so many there that there was some went out to get a friend. Amen. Four men went to get the friend. Somebody go get Jesus. Amen. And the Bible said that they carried him and there was so many in the house that they could not get him in there where Jesus was because of the press. And so they went to the rooftop and tore the rooftop. Amen. Will somebody go get the Lord? Amen. They tore the roof off and they put him down where Jesus was. And the Bible said, seeing their faith, he saith unto that man, take up your bed and go. Hallelujah. And he healed that man because they believed that Jesus could do what he said he could do. Our problem is today that do we really believe that Jesus in 2025 can still do what he says he'll do? Amen. I believe he can. I know he can. His power is not limitless. Amen. I'm thankful that he can do, amen, what we know he can do. The problem's not on his side. The problem's on our side. We don't go get the Lord. Amen. We try to do everything we can. And just like the woman with the issue of blood, we've spent all we have. We've called all the doctors we knew how and who to call. And we grew worse and worse. And the only hope she had was getting to Jesus. She knew that if she could touch the hem of his garment, that she could be made whole that very instant. Well, he did it to others. Why wouldn't he do it to you? Somebody go get the Lord. Amen. So the Bible said now, there's a centurion man, and he has a servant here that is sick to the point of death. There's a sense of panic going on here. Yeah, there's a sense of a great need that the centurion is needing so desperately. You notice this centurion loves this servant, amen. And the Bible said that he loved him not only in verbal but in his action. He did not want to leave this servant that was sick. Amen. So he goes and he sends them out to go find Jesus and to bring him to his house. He mentions that he's not worthy for Jesus to even come into his house. But he says if he'll just speak the word, amen, his servant can be healed. That's how much faith that he has in Jesus. If he could just speak the word, oh, somebody go get the Lord. Amen. I believe that heaven, that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven tonight, making intercession for you and I. Amen. He's seated, and on our behalf, when we pray, on our behalf, he seeks the Father's will. And for Jesus' sake, he answers our prayers. Somebody go get the Lord. Amen. When I think about this centurion man, I know that we feel so unworthy. No doubt about that. And in our humility, how it's oftentimes we miss a blessing because we do not ask. But I'm telling you, this centurion had nowhere else to go on behalf of this servant that was sick and lay there dying. I'm going to say his eyes is already fixed. His breathing has got shallow. Amen. The loved ones are gathered around him. And at this point, they're waiting for the last breath to be taken. You've been there, hadn't you? Yeah, when it feels like there's no hope to be found anywhere. The doctors said, and the nurses say that there's not much time left. They haven't drank anything in 7 days. They haven't eaten anything. They're fixed, and the death rattles have set in. I'm telling you, there's a sense of panic. Amen. With our loved one when it comes to that time. And the centurion right then says, will somebody go get Jesus? Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. Now you and I, we're surrounded with folks that are sin sick. Amen. And they're on their last breath. They're dying. They may not look like this servant looks, but they're dying. They're dead. Amen. And the only hope that we have is in Jesus. That Jesus would get to them and that we could get them to Jesus. Somebody go get the Lord. He's the only hope that they have. Amen. They're dying in their sin, dying and going to hell. Their last breath is going to be taken one day, and they'll slip off into eternity in hell. I would to God that somebody on their behalf would go get the Lord. Amen. So the centurion loved his servant. The Bible said he sent unto him the elders of the Jews. Amen. I looked at that today, and I reckon I likened it unto this. If anybody could get in touch with God, it's God's people. Amen. It's you and I tonight. If we could get a prayer through, it's you and I. If we love sinners, it's you and I. If we're going to pray, it's you and I. Will somebody get the Lord? Amen. And the Bible said, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. Amen. The only hope we've got is found in Christ. Amen. And in him alone. We cannot save. These preachers can't save. The deacons can't save. And you can't save. But we sure can go get the one that can save. Will somebody go get the Lord? The Bible said, he loveth our nation. He built us a synagogue. Amen. They loved him. I tell you, I've got a lot of friends that's helped me down through the time. I've got good friends that when I'm off week after week after week in revival meeting, they'll come by and mow my grass. Amen. They'll come by and do things that I can't do because I'm gone, and they just want to give me a little rest. And so they clean up, mow grass. I take care of me, bring food. Amen. Take care of us. And I want to say how much I appreciate them. But there was one man that done something for me one day that nobody else could ever do. Thank God I was in sin, dying and going to hell. And Christ Jesus, my Lord, loved me and cared for me, thank God, and gloriously saved me. All because somebody went and got the Lord. I never will forget him. Amen. I love Brother Gary Strickland. a man that cared enough for my life when I was a 16-year-old boy, enough to come in where I was working at and tell me about Jesus. He could have talked to me about a ball game. He could have talked to me about hunting and fishing and golfing and all these things, but he saw a great need there. He saw a sinner that was sick, amen, in my sin and dying, and he cared for me. Will somebody go get the Lord? Hallelujah. This man, the Bible said, then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him. Yeah. If it wasn't good enough for the church to go to him, he said, if you don't happen to hear them folks, I'm going to send my friends to him. Somebody go get the Lord. Hallelujah. Said he wasn't but just a little ways away from the house. And he sent his friends after him to come and bring the Lord to him. And the Bible said that he said unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself. He said, they're telling him now. They're telling the Lord. He said, trouble not yourself. I'm not worthy for you to enter into my roof. And he said, wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto you. But he said, if you'll just say in a word, my servant shall be healed. If we find any comfort, it'll be in his word. If we find any healing, it'll be in his word. All healing comes from God. All healing comes from God. I was getting some stents put in my heart when I was about 50-something, 51-year-old, something like that. The Widowmaker, I had been blocked up 95% and was going to put a stent in. The doctor come in that morning and sat down to talk with me, and they got it all done, and everything went wonderful, and he come back in to check in on me, and he sat there on the bed, and I sat there, and I said, I thank the Lord for you and giving you the ability to put that stent in here. I said, I feel like a 40-year-old man. My joints quit hurting. I felt like I could get up and just run. I mean, I felt that good. He looked at me and he said, Lord? He said, the Lord? No. He said, I put that stent in there. I said, oh, wait a minute. I said, you think you did that. I said, but it wasn't you. I said, God had taken your hands and your mind and give you the ability and used you to put that stent in the little old preacher boy. Amen. It wasn't you that I give glory to, but I give glory to the Lord. He said, where you go church at? He said, where you go church at? I told him, and he said, if I go, I'm coming to your church. Somebody go get the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said this man then, he says, I'm not worthy. If you'll just say the word. He said, I know my servant to be healed. He said, I'm a man of authority. He said, I have been under soldiers. I say to one, go, and he goeth, and another come, and he cometh, and to my servant do this, and he doeth it. He said, when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. And they that were sent returning to the house found of the servant whole that had been sick. Let me tell you what happened. Them eyes got cleared. That breathing set in. Amen. He began to sit up on the bed, talking to his family, talking to them around him. And they thought he had no hope But when Jesus got to that man and spoke that word and healed that man, the question one time was, what time did he say that word? And they gave him the time, and he said, yep. Did you know that Jesus can do for us seated at the right hand of God in heaven? Amen. Just like he did when he was walking among us. Amen. Will somebody go get the Lord? You're here tonight with a burden on your heart. I don't know what it is. Could be physical. Could be financial. I'm going to tell you, those things bring fear in our life. When somebody says, I'm going to have to foreclose on your home, it becomes desperate because you're just a little ways to be homeless. When the doctors look at you and say, there's no hope for you, and say, it looks like you got about 6 months or 3 months to go, I'm going to tell you, it gets desperate. Somebody said one time, when the hearse drives up to the neighbor's house, it's not that big a deal. But when the hearse goes to back it up at your house, then it becomes desperate. Amen. And desperate things demand desperate things. Amen. And when we get desperate enough to call on Jesus, thank God he'll take care of whatever the desperate need is in your heart, in your life. The reason how come our young'uns don't get help is because we don't trust in Jesus. Somebody go get the Lord. Amen. Reason how come our friends are dying in their sin, amen, is we don't trust Jesus enough to go after him. Somebody go get the Lord. This man, in his humility, called for Jesus. I've never seen anybody get anything coming to the altar, chewing gum and smiling and laughing. I've never seen them get anything. But with a broken heart, weeping their way to Jesus. Sometimes we crawl on our knees and get to him and weep and cry out to God because we need him really bad. I've never seen a day where it looks like our lives are just being turned upside down. Our society has just went crazy. I mean, the little children on up, I hear things all the time that sickens me because of the condition of our nation. And then I'm reminded that if there's any power in our world, in our nation, it'll come through the church crying out to Jesus. Will somebody get the Lord? Go get him. Amen. If the church of the living God can't get a prayer through, amen, then if the friends of Christ can't get a prayer through, then there'll be no hope for our nation. But we can turn this thing around in our lives and in our nation when we seek Jesus and begin to trust in him. If you would only say the word, the centurion said, my servant shall be healed. Let me ask you tonight. You may be the only one standing between somebody without hope that could reach that individual to get some help. It takes a burden. It takes loving them. That centurion loved that servant. And those friends loved that servant. And they saw the burden and the brokenness of that centurion and the love, the compassion for him. And they went to get Jesus. They may not say it. They're dead in trespasses and sin. They don't know what to do, but we do. Will somebody go get the Lord? I'd like for us to get a song. You may be the very one that'll make a difference right here tonight. Coming to Jesus on their behalf. While we stand, preacher, while you stand out here with us. Somebody on your heart. Somebody been on your heart. Preacher, I've tried. Somebody go get the Lord. Come on now. Come on tonight now.